Good morning, and thank you so much for calling Arch Top Fiver. My name is CJ. With whom do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
My name's Caitlin.
Hi, Caitlin. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Doing okay. What can I do for you today, Caitlin?
So I have the WVT fiber. Is this the right number?
Yes. Yes. We're taking all the WVT calls because there's an issue with the system. I do apologize for that. So what can I do for you today, Caitlin?
So, in the beginning of having my account, my mother's name was in the account, and then eventually I changed it over to my name. So my name was getting put on the bill, which is great. Mm-hmm. And then in the beginning of the month, I had to change my address. So I changed my address on the bill, and instead of putting Caitlin, my name on there, they put my mom's name back on there. And I'm wondering if I can change it over the phone. I did call the other day and they said that I needed to bring my mother's death certificate. I have to mail the death certificate in, and I'd really rather not do that.
Yeah, I mean, what you can do is you can photocopy the death certificate, not mail the actual one. Or you can stop by the office if you have a chance. And what you can do is they will photocopy the death certificate so they have that on file to show that she is, in fact, deceased.
Yeah.
That's what I had to do when my mom passed away. So okay. I know the feeling.
Yeah. My issue is that I've had it, my name all these months getting it. You know, if I saw that it was my mom's name, I would obviously, you know, change it and when she passed away, but it's been in my name since, you know, before she passed away. And
gotcha.
Now they're telling me that it's never been in my name, but it's been in my name. Just when I did the address change, they put my mom's name back on.
That's interesting. All right, let me go ahead and take down your information if possible. That way I can make the billing department aware of it.
Because when I called to do the address change, I had, you know, no problem doing all that on the phone. And then when I got the bill in the mail, my sister's like, you might need to change that again.
Yeah, no, I get it. I definitely understand that. All right, just bear with me one moment as I go ahead and gather some information. What is your account number, please?
It is, let me see, 101-3961.
Okay. And your last name, Caitlin?
Graves, G-R-A-V-E-S.
Okay. And how do you spell your first name? Is it C or is it with a K?
C.
So it's C-A-I. T-L-Y-N?
L-I-N.
L-I-N, sorry.
It's okay.
And the best contact number, please?
862-354-7173.
Okay. And the address on file that needs to be changed is?
So originally it was 151 Berry Drive North, and then we changed it to 10 Decker Ave. So that's like the billing address, but the WVT is still going to be servicing 30 Pulaski.
And that's here in Warwick?
Yep.
Okay. And you said Berry Drive, like Raspberry or?
Yep. B-A-R-R-Y.
Okay. And you said the new address was?
10 Decker Ave.
Decker Drive. Oh, Decker Avenue, sorry.
Yep. Butler, New Jersey. 07405.
Okay, perfect. So let me go ahead and get that forward over to them, and that way they can resolve that. I'm also going to add in the fact that your name has been on the bill for months.
Yeah. When I called the other day, she said, no, it's never been in your name. Like, yeah, it has. Because if it was in my mom's name, I would have definitely did something about
it. Yeah, and you've been receiving physical copies of the bill, right?
Yep.
Okay, and let's go ahead and do you know if you'd be able to forward those copies if they requested it?
Not anytime soon.
Okay.
Probably, you know, next week or something. I have to get them first from my dad, which is kind of difficult.
Yeah, even if it's just photos of the bill, that might also help. To show that, in fact, they have been in your name.
Okay. I don't think I have, you know, I don't think I have any more of them. You know, as they've come in, I've been throwing them out just because they've been paid.
Yeah. Sometimes it's always a good idea to keep record of them. What I tend to do with my filing of my bills is I'll write paid on them and put them in a folder. That way, if ever there is an issue, I can go ahead and go back through my files to make sure that there's, you know, everything's correct on my end and I can forward over what needs to be corrected.
Okay.
But you would be able to forward photos of the bills that have your name on them next week. Is that correct?
Would be able to forward the death certificate next week, probably. Not any of the bills.
Okay. All right. So let me go ahead and get this sent over. I do have all the information that we do need. If there are any other questions, please just feel free to reach back out to us, and we will be more than happy to answer any questions you might have, okay?
Okay, sounds good. Thank you very much, and thank you for calling me back. I appreciate it.
Oh, you're so very welcome. Was there anything else that I can help with today?
No.
All right, perfect. Thank you so much for contacting our Stop Fiber, and I hope you have a fantastic rest of your day and
thank
a great
New
Year's as well.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.